8 types of transport to try before you die. When traveling the world, there are certain types of transport you can't avoid using, like planes, trains, buses and cars. But there are other types of transport that are less common, and if you get the chance, you really should try them. So, here are 8 types of transport to try before you die. 1. Take a super yacht. The option of taking a super yacht charter on a cruise is definitely one of the most expensive ways to travel, but if you ever get the chance, you should take it. Last summer I went to a wedding in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Part of the culture means that a celebration is hosted by both of the couple's families. Me and a group of friends found ourselves fortunate enough to travel with super yacht company Ocean Emerald, funded by the bride's father. The cruise took us up to Phuket after stopping at Penang in one of the most memorable experiences of my life. Nothing quite compares to seeing the world from the deck of a luxury super yacht. You're always comfortable, you don't have to worry about wild animals, and best of all, you'll probably be able to bring your own private chef. Many super yachts come with an itinerary list and tour routes that make it possible for you to visit the countries and beaches you want without having to deal with all the nitty-gritty planning that often makes traveling a nightmare. There are a number of opportunities to experience this mode of transport around Australia, with studies showing that by booking a cruise you are helping to support local businesses and jobs. Many of the Australian super yacht cruises will change their price list to make it a more affordable experience, however it's still likely to be out of most people's budgets. Your best bet for experiencing a super yacht would be to work on one, meet a millionaire or become a millionaire. Super yacht source, Pixabay. 2. Private jet. For the majority of us, owning our own jet is something that will never happen. However, every year their prices drop and that dream comes slightly closer to reality. The latest of these jets is priced at only 2.6 million Australian dollars. Okay, that's still pretty unrealistic. But, that's just to own it. Companies are continually making it easier for regular people, like you and me, to taste in the luxury. You can jump on a flight that isn't completely filled for sometimes as low as 3,000 Australian dollars. That means no security or customs, and you won't have to rush to the airport 3 hours early for fear of missing your flight. Still probably a bit too expensive to do more than once in a lifetime though. Private jet source, Pixabay. 3. A tuk-tuk. Moving on to something way more affordable. We've all probably seen the tiny little tuk-tuks about. Most likely on TV, or if you've been Southeast Asia, you'll have seen them everywhere. Traveling in a tuk-tuk through Bangkok is an experience like no other. You'd probably assume they're not suited to traveling long distances, but you'd be wrong. In countries like Sri Lanka, renting a tuk-tuk to go large distances is not only common but has become a tourist attraction. One tour, in particular, named the Lanka Challenge, requires participants to travel over 1,000 kilometers around the country, completing tasks as they go. It sounds crazy but at the same time strangely unmissable. Types of transport, tuk-tuk source, Pixabay. 4. Japanese bullet train. The Japanese bullet train is the fastest in the world, with its fastest recorded speed going over 375 miles per hour, 603 kilometers per hour. That's definitely something worth experiencing. Unlike other train services around the world, Japan is well known for its punctuality, with many of its trains departing on the correct time, right to the exact second. Currently, there are 7 bullet train lines which cover Japan, making it probably one of the easiest countries to explore if you're in a rush. Tickets currently go from approximately $160 for a one-way trip, or around $350 you can get a 7-day rail pass. While the trains are exclusively found in Japan, they couldn't be missed off the list. Bullet train source, Pixabay. 5. Harley Davidson. Now, we aren't suggesting you go and get tatted up or join a gang like in Sons of Anarchy to complete this one, but you probably have to be a bit tougher around the edges to enjoy number 5 on the list. Traveling the world on a motorcycle, specifically a Harley Davidson, is certainly not unheard of. There are hundreds of stories online of people selling their houses in order to complete their dream trips. It's not a bad idea either. Fast, reliable and a relatively cheap way to travel. The Harley-Davidson gives you the freedom to travel big distances at your own convenience. While this involves a lot of camping and problems you won't face with other modes of transport, there are plenty of people who have done it before ready to give you advice. Types of transport Harley-Davidson source, Pixabay. 6. Hot air balloon. Richard Branson is well known for his love of hot air balloons, and it's easy to see why. There's something pretty special about being able to slowly glide through the skies, taking in all the scenery you'd probably miss in a plane. Most hot air balloons can go up to 5,000 feet. That's the perfect height to witness a romantic sunset, or just enjoy some peace and quiet away from the rest of the world. There are lots of opportunities to go hot air ballooning, so you just have to decide what view you want. Hot air ballooning in Byron Bay is particularly popular. If you really want to see something spectacular, Australia has a number of locations that engage in challenges and festivals. The sight of so many hot air balloons in one place is truly a breathtaking experience. Types of transport to try before you die, hot air balloon source, Pixabay. 7. Pulled rickshaw. We all have that one mate who goes to the gym way too much. He lives on a strict diet of chicken and protein shakes. His Instagram is filled with pictures of him posing topless in mirrors, and he loves ripping motivational quotes off of Google to caption them. You thought his only purpose in life was to bench weights and annoy you, but he's actually your ticket to traveling the world in style. Okay, so maybe style isn't quite the word to describe our next mode of transport, but the pulled rickshaw definitely has its perks. You'll feel like royalty plus, if you happen to be caught in a monsoon. The pulled rickshaw is famed in India for being one of the best vehicles to get home safely. While it doesn't seem that realistic to travel the globe in one of these bad boys, the current world record holder, Sitkar Mudd Ali, managed to pull a rickshaw over 1,300 miles in 50 days. That's a pretty similar distance to the journey between Sydney and Townsville on the East Australian coast. Rickshaw source, Pixabay. 8. Flying train. Okay, while this one sounds completely mad, bear with me. China recently announced that they will be conducting research and starting to develop trains that can fly on the ground. While they're not available to go in just yet, this is definitely something that makes the list of ways you have to travel the world before you die. Author, Josiah Harris, is a journalism graduate that has been traveling the world for the last year. It doesn't matter how weird, wonderful or dangerous a country is, you can rest assured Josiah has either been or plans to go. Very much a people person, he enjoys making new friends and exploring the unknown with them. His dream is that one day he can find a singular culture that satisfies his lust for travel.